With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden is putting more pressure on Israel's prime minister to reach a ceasefire deal in the war with Hamas. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Asked by reporters if Benjamin Netanyahu was doing enough to reach a ceasefire and a deal to free hostages in Gaza, the president said no. He insisted that negotiators remain very close to an agreement. His comments came before a White House Situation Room meeting with advisors who are involved in the negotiations. There's a renewed urgency to reaching a ceasefire after six more hostages, including an Israeli-American, were found dead in Gaza over the weekend. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, may be some good news for workers who fear they'll lose their jobs because of artificial intelligence.
The recent experiences of a number of companies suggest that AI may not prove to be the job killer many people had feared. Instead, business observers say the technology might turn out to be more like major technological advances from the past, things like the steam engine, electricity, and the internet. That is, eliminate some jobs while creating new ones, and probably making workers more productive along the way, to the eventual benefit of themselves, their employers, and the economy. Bob Agner reporting.
Fire investigators trying to determine the cause of an explosion that destroyed a southwest Louisiana home, killing a teenage boy and injuring five other people. Authorities say the blast leveled the house, throwing debris for some distance, seriously damaging nearby vehicles. A juvenile suspect remains in jail after allegedly shooting San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall in the chest during an attempted robbery. The 23-year-old Pearsall has now been released from the hospital. This is SRN News. A warning about religious liberty.
Sam Brownback used to be U.S. Ambassador for International Religious Freedom. These days, he's worried about what's going on in this country. Brownback tells the Christian Post that Americans are going to have to stand up for their religious freedom or it's going to be taken away. The former ambassador warns, quote, "The Supreme Court doesn't set the culture of the country. We do. It's the people. You're going to have to fight a little bit, or it won't matter." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama can continue enforcing its ban on so-called gender-affirming care for children. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals declining to reconsider a January decision to let the law take effect. Families with transgender children challenged the law, which imposes up to 10 years in prison for treating people under the age of 19 with puberty blockers or hormones. This is SRN News. A setback for many athletes who are ready to display their talents. Correspondent Karen Chamis has the story now on water quality problems that have surfaced in a Paris river during the Paralympic Games.
Paralympic triathlon events have been postponed because of poor water quality in Paris's River Seine. The decision to delay the triathlon events came as rainstorms hit the French capital 2 days in a row. Heavy rains caused wastewater and runoff to flow into the river, leading to a rise in bacteria levels, including E. coli. This is the second scheduled change for the para triathlon events. They had initially been scheduled to take place over 2 days, but were moved because of rain forecasts. The disruption is another hiccup for the city's efforts to clean up the river for future public swimming, one of Paris's most ambitious promises ahead of hosting the Olympics and Paralympics this summer. I'm Karen Chamas.
More details at srnnews.com.